Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to Lucy Kellaway's podcast from the Financial Times.
Business telly, so the newspapers tell us, is the new rock and roll. This isn't saying much, as in the last week alone, opera, literary festivals, fatherhood, private equity and farming have all been held up in the UK press as being the new rock and roll too. Yet business TV has more claim to the cliché than most. While it isn't exactly cool, it is increasingly popular, which is more than can be said for farming or fatherhood. There is The Apprentice, Dragon's Den, and now a new series, Tycoon, and all attract enormous audiences. Earlier this month, 6.2 million people watched The Apprentice, nearly twice as many as a documentary that was on the other side about Princess Diana dying in a tunnel. There is a catch. The reason these programmes do so well is not because business is suddenly fashionable, but because they don't have anything to do with business at all. Take the new show, Tycoon. In it, Peter Jones, the handsome-ish entrepreneur who's also on Dragon's Den, is helping ordinary people launch their own businesses. One of these ordinary people is an ex-Page 3 model, another a former bodyguard to the Sultan of Brunei, and a third a winner of the World Karaoke Championships. This is freak show TV, as much like real business as Big Brother is like real life. A couple of months ago, I was a judge on the Wincott Awards for Business Broadcasting, which hands out prizes to programmes that teach their audiences something. My fellow judges were so disgusted at the TV entries that we nearly failed to hand out one of the prizes at all. They moaned both about the narrow-mindedness of commissioning editors and the very bad light that business programmes like The Apprentice cast on business. On reflection, I think we had it wrong. The fault isn't with commissioning editors, it's with business itself. Real business simply isn't suited to mass market telly and never will be. And as these shows aren't actually about business, it doesn't matter what light they show it in. Instead, they're about power, money, personalities, winning, ruthlessness, and punchy one-liners. Real business isn't about any of the above. It is loosely about power and money, but sightings of either in pure form are rare since they're buried under thick layers of office life. Peter Jones has promised that the tycoon has take-homes to help one in starting a business. But for me, the main take-home from last Tuesday's episode was the extraordinary cleavage of the Page 3 model. This reminded me of a story I'd read in the Sunday Times 2 days earlier about an experiment in which an actress gave an identical presentation to an audience, the only difference being the amount of padding in her bra. She presented 4 times in an A, B, C and D cup, and each time her audience was asked to rate her on her professionalism. The results were quite clear. The woman with the B and C cups scored most highly, and the A and D cups rather lower. Doubtless the experiment was tosh, but the result was still revealing. In business, there is a tendency towards the middle ground in everything, cup size included. On the telly, the opposite is true. Office workers return home from a day of conformity and compromise and want to watch something extreme and escapist on the box. Take conflict. Successful business telly requires a lot of this. Here is Conflict Tycoon style. "I thought you had balls of steel. Actually, you've got balls of papier-mâché," says Jones to a cowardly hopeful. In offices, people don't comment on the balls of others. Cowardly workers tend to get frozen out and ignored. They don't get asked to meetings, and their emails tend not to get answered. This sort of silent warfare doesn't make good TV. Another mighty difference is personality. In business, a personality is a handicap. In telly, it's a necessity. With ruthlessness, the same applies. It looks good on TV, but as being horrid in real life is stressful and difficult, most people avoid it where possible. Above all, business telly is about winning. Well, real business is rather less about this than you might think. In big companies, at least, it's often hard to tell who the winners are. Executives make decisions. A few years later, there are results, but it's difficult to untangle how much success was due to which decision or who was really responsible for any of it. The problem with real business is not that it's boring, but that it's hard to describe in a way that's both appealing and vaguely accurate. I don't think I've ever sat next to a business person at a dinner party and heard them talk engagingly about their work. Talking shop is only interesting to other people who are familiar with the shop in question. At work, managers do two things. They go to meetings, which are almost always too long and too dull, and they send emails. Most of them say they'd like to think, only it's hard to find the time. There is only one way of capturing the truth of this world, and that's satire. The truest business programme yet made is not The Apprentice, it's The Office.
Thank you for listening. To read Lucy Kellaway's columns online, please visit www.ft.com/Kellaway.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.